last point to evoke in the middle of this troubled period, the arrival of Pope Gregory VII, that you can see on panel number 15. This pope, at the origin of the Gregorian reform, will try to take back his clergy in order to put it back in the right way. He particularly reaffirmed strongly the rules of celibacy and chastity. He will make the papacy become a power as such, independent of the different temporal powers, and placing itself above all other powers as an absolute monarchy. He will in particular recover the power to appoint bishops, a power that previously belonged to the king. It was also at the end of the 11th century, in the years 1090 to 1098, at the origin of the First Crusades in the Holy Land, whose objective was to deliver Jerusalem and the tomb of Christ. It was a question of going to fight against the infidels, as you can see on panel number 3. This idea of the crusade is going to make its way and gradually to be returned not to the outside of the Christian world, but inside, not against infidels, but against heretics, who will be denounced and persecuted at the end of the 11th century. These heretics are in fact religious monks, canons, and so on, who decide to stand out, to separate themselves from the Roman Catholic Church, mainly because they do not approve of the Gregorian reform and the general policy of the Pope. What bothers them most is the fact that religion rises to the level of the state and that politics and religion are mixed. These religious will therefore return to model religious lives, very strict, very ascetic. Lives that strictly respect the rules of poverty, chastity, obedience, prayers, and so on. In other words, lives that will impress the population. They even go further by refusing most of the sacraments, like baptism and marriage, of the Catholic Church. They thus truly stand out from the existing church and begin to gain some success with the population. They will therefore be regarded as troublesome by the Catholic Church, denounced, afflicted with all evils, and will begin to be persecuted. It may be considered that these first heretics are somehow proto-Cathar or pre-Cathar, since they already carry almost all of the characteristics of Catharism, with two big differences though. They are not yet structured in churches like the Cathars in the 12th century, and the word Cathar does not yet exist.